of the deal that I think the council had done over the hospitals, my immediate reaction was sold down the river. And I actually think that most of the residents here and most of the residents that I've spoken to feel exactly the same way. So I'm not entirely sure the residents that you're referring to, who they are, because they certainly don't agree with some of the views being put forward by the administration this evening. The last time I was here speaking on this issue, I asked you to lobby the government as much as possible over this, and you said that you were. What I don't understand is if you were really working hard, if you were really fighting to the bitter end on this issue, why, as my colleague referred to, did it take Ealing Council to have to refer this to the independent reconfiguration panel? And why did it take our MP, the Labour MP, Andrew Slaughter, to actually raise this in Parliament to get the Secretary of State... to get the Secretary of State to actually say, if Ealing Council refer it, of course we'll look at it. You know, why could you not have done that? I just really don't think that you did your duty, Councillor Phibbs. You said what our duty is. I actually don't think that you did your duty. You didn't put residents first. You've removed that from all your literature, as we know, but you certainly didn't do your duty in putting residents first, and you didn't fight it to the bitter end. Councillor Graham makes a point about this new proposal. It's not, there's not all the details there, etc. Why did you not let it go to the reconfiguration panel, who might have come up with some better details than the sketchy ones that you're saying that we've got now? So I just don't get it. And people don't trust you on this, I'm afraid, because not only do we have this happening here in Hammersmith and Fulham, but it's happening all across London. Yesterday evening, I went to a meeting, and again, Councillor Phibbs describes people, you know, in a really undermining way. A very, very concerned residents from Greenwich, Lewisham, people that were concerned about issues with the Whittington Hospital, Kingston, Camden, Haringey. They've all got issues with the NHS in their local area. Not people from unions, not Labour Party people, genuine local residents groups that have got together to actually fight for the NHS in London, just like the people that we've got here this evening. So to actually paint it as, you know, a plot and us making politics out of it, I think is really a weak argument, because it's very... it's a very, very, very residents base. I just also want to touch on the description of what we're going to get. I just want to refer to this urgent care centre issue. Yesterday, I did a first aid training. It's the first time I've ever done anything like that in my life, and I thought it was really interesting. But after that, I came away thinking, how would I, after just doing that and feeling much more confident about making judgments on what an illness was and what sort of treatment somebody might want, how do I make a judgment of whether somebody that I come across, or even myself personally, go to an urgent care centre, or whether I actually need the treatment in an accident and emergency? I think that there is a real issue there, especially for people, as my colleague Councillor Needham referred to, we've got the ambulance service, but a lot of people actually go to A&E under their own steam. They actually go on public transport or by car, and I think there's an issue of how you diagnose. I think the urgent care treatment centres should actually be as well as the accident and emergencies. They shouldn't be instead of, and I have really big concerns about that. And just going back to the politics and why people don't believe you. I mean, in the last general election, your Prime Minister now made a big thing about this, and he said the closures of accident and emergency wards so that people have better access to local services and give mothers a real choice over where they can have their baby. That's what he promised, so that he would preserve them all. And he also, David Cameron, chose Ealing Hospital, which we now is losing its accident and emergency, and losing the maternity unit. He actually chose that hospital to launch the health and social care bill.
If you could wind
up, that's the beginning of the end, I'm afraid. So don't talk to us about paying politics. I think people don't trust you locally, they don't trust you in London, and they certainly don't trust you nationally on the NHS. Thank you.